one covered by blood. I am the son of this head's owner. The sacrifice of Karbala.
Now your punishment for your tyranny has begun, Yazid. Yell. Yell as it pleases you. Yell, for now is your time to feel pain. Yell.
For by Allah, you will not delete our memory, nor will you wipe out our revelations, nor will the shame of your deeds be deleted. For your plans will be in vain. Your days are limited in number, and your wealth will also cease. In the day when the witness will say, "May Allah's curse be on those who did injustice."
What is that noise? I cannot take listening to anyone. I do not want to listen. Make it stop!
It is Hussein's daughter, my master, and she wants her father.
She wants her father? Okay, then send him to her. Why do you just stand there? Send him so she can see him.
My father!
The merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the beneficent, the merciful, master of judgment day. We worship you and we beseech you for help. Keep us on the right path towards you, the path of those whom you have bestowed favors upon, not of those upon whom you are angry with, nor of those who go astray.
The speech given by Zainab and the one given by Hussein son Ali has created a fury amongst the people, which has started to boil like a volcano.
I've lost my position with the Muslims. Damn you and those who take your advice. Now you can't give any advice. Tell me, what should I do now?
I say, my master, that you give Hussein's family a house to live in, while you consider their situation.
I say, master, that you do not let them stay for long in Syria, so they will not have the opportunity to
scandalize us. Amongst the people. Peace be upon you, my cousins.
And peace be upon those who follow the guidance.
Why do you turn your face away from me, my cousin?
What do you want?
I have come to give, not to take.
And what can one like you give? You are the poorest in regards of the shares of Allah, the lowest of rank by him. So what can you give us?
So then if a Muslim oppresses another Muslim, what will be taken from him?
The good deeds of the oppressor will be given to the oppressed.
And what if he is like him, an oppressor without any good deeds?
Then the sin of the oppressed will be given to the oppressor.
May Allah forgive you, my dear cousins. May Allah forgive you. May Allah curse the Marjana's son for putting us in this condition. For if I knew what he actually would do, I wouldn't have pushed your father's death, even if it had cost some of my son's lives.
It is too late now. And you have commanded what you desired and killed my father and those who were with him. Now what is it that you want?
How submissive your dignity, how disgraceful your face. How submissive your dignity, how disgraceful your face. You kill my brother and my family, and then give me money as a compensation? By Allah, I have not seen an unbeliever or a heathen worse than you.
Then what is it that you want?
I want you to return to us my father's head, and to return to the women what has been taken from them. For it was the inheritance of their mothers and fathers. And if you wish to kill me, then send the children with one who can take them back to the Prophet's city.
You will not see your father's head again. And what has been taken from you will not be returned to you. And as for the women, no one but you will take them to Medina. And I have forgiven you. We entrust you with taking care of and protecting the Prophet's family to Yathrib, Medina.
With love and honor, O my master.
If you let them go in the middle of the afternoon, the people will probably come out to greet them. And maybe they will use the people as strength to protect themselves from you and rebel against you.
Then let them be taken in the darkness of the night, away from the eyes of the people.
Command me, O Prophet's son.
Can you let us stop at Karbala so we may renew our oath at our father's grave? I pray with all my heart, Allah, that you honor me by your dishonor.
Such is the grasp of your Lord when he punishes the cities, because they are unjust. His grip is painful and severe. Allah, the High, the Mighty, has spoken the truth.